midwife cried out, "It's a boy, it's a boy, it's the next generation racehorse born." His mother said he looked like his father some, as she rocked him on that beastly hot summer morn. Growing up he'd watch his daddy race stock cars on those red Carolina clay tracks. His dad run a hundred proof out of Wilkesboro, earning just enough to put clothes on the backs. Now Junior'd be raised in the shadow his father cast, pig-headed like his dad and always talking trash, living life hard and fast. That kid had a lust and all-consuming need. He was checkered, flag, or bus, and that was his creed. Like father, like son, he was hell-bent for leather and could trade paint with the best of them. Like father, like son, shoot the breeze for hours about engine torque and modifying flat Ford V8s. Everything in that garage went head custom built. There was a lot riding on it all and sponsor money at stake. His dad made the cut at Daytona, but he qualified by the skin of his teeth. While Junior lapped the field and broke all them records, his younger brother scratched his head in sheer disbelief. For Junior to bend some kind of grand banner year, with the next 500 miles being the final frontier, only faith put into fear. His pit crew rolled him out in his black and tan Catalina. He was new to Daytona, no stranger to the arena. Like father, like son, signing autographs for the fans, he ain't forgot where he came from. Like father, like son, state roads and I-65. Security checked bags as the crowds arrived. In the sky, single-engine planes trailed advertising banners. Hospitality suites served artichoke dip and crab cake platters.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Daytona International Speedway, home of the Daytona 500. Gentlemen, start your engines. Let's go racing.
Now the green flag had dropped in a halo of blue smoke. Junior led the field but knew his father was going for broke. The old man gave him everything, he left it all out on the track. But he was spinning his wheels today and hoping for a comeback. Then Junior changed gears and made a fateful decision to let his father take the lead and that he'd protect his position. His spotter on the roof yelled out, "Watch out for number six!" He was drafted to hitch a ride up to his old dirty tricks. Junior managed to block every move of this hotshot cowboy, but this kid was no pushover and his Camaro no toy. They saw the white flag waving to signal the final lap. Then that young gun rammed him hard and you heard something crack. All you saw was this cartwheel and race car turn fireball. He might have survived the burns, but he spun out into a wall. Now his father won the race, not aware of what it cost. There'd be no victory lane party once he realized what he'd lost. The fireman pried the door open just as he'd arrived. When he pulled him from that wreck, he was barely alive. Now don't you whisper a word, my son. Daddy knows darn well what you've done. It's taken these years for me to hold you this near. Now don't you go and spoil all and leave me, you hear? Hush, don't you even try and talk. But Junior slipped away as he rocked him back and forth. Now as tragic as life can be, you get through cause you have to. But laying Junior to rest was the hardest thing you'd ever had to do. For some, the mourning period lasts till the very next race. Why already Junior's kid brother's been talking about driving in his place. Like father, like son, a chip off the old block, another NASCAR Top Gun. Like father, like son, like father, like son. This song is dedicated to the men who died doing what they loved most. Dale Earnhardt, Adam Petty, Glenn Fireball Roberts, Thomas Cotton Pretty, Bobby Myers, Gwynn Staley, Jimmy Pardue, Lauren Skeen, Billy Foster, Talmadge Prince, Friday Hassler, Tiny Lund, Clifford Allison, Neil Bonnet, Rodney Orr, Kenny Irwin, Tony Roper, Grant Audox, Ricky Knotts, Larry Smith, Harold Kite, Bill Wade, Bruce Jacoby, Rick Baldwin, J.D. McDuffie, John Munichek, Terry Shinova, Larry Mann, Frank Arford, Lou Figaro, John McVitie, Clint McHugh, just to name a few.